Doctor Who, Marinus Alone, written by Darren Jordan with Vitol Tietze, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Kane Major as Guy Anwar, and Sharon Marie Brown as Isabel McDaniels. Part 3.
Ice caves. We must be very careful not to... Isabel, look out! Isabel! Doctor, we've got to get down there. We've got to save her. I'm not sure we can, Guy. After a fall like that, it's entirely possible that Isabel may already be dead.
An interesting development. You're a challenge, a difficulty, wouldn't you say? Do you know that this is not the place for you? It's a locked door. This section is off limits for all but the scientists. With certainty, you should not be here. However, nothing can be achieved to force back the hands of time. Your injuries seem severe. In fact, it appears that death has struck your fate. I ought to have you wed to the ice, frozen in place. There's no other way that you can be moved without adding severity to your wound. Laying a sleek line of scarlet across the icy carpet of these tunnels. I think this is the best notion. The smoothest course of behavior. For your pains, a simple procedure. We'll now go.
Archetype. The morning fire burns soon, and I have sought you in all places. Where have you been?
Meme, I have been wandering the tunnels, simply drafting for myself an excursion.
It serves no purpose to wander aimlessly. Your laboratory would do as well.
These sojourns please me. Everyone needs a hobby.
We have no time for amusements in this place. Your work is the first priority. It is good that you remember this, despite all else. Is that experimental material you draw behind you?
What? This? No. I found this in one of the tunnels. An outsider, it seems, has wandered into the mountain and fallen down a crevasse. I thought to take it back to my workshop.
All outsiders are forbidden from entering the mountain. What can it be that has brought her to us?
This I do not know. If I may try, I would like to find an answer. Her mind could be mapped and a path found. If the procedure gives us an answer, we will be satisfied.
You will do no such thing. Until your design is perfect, before the experiment is set, this is a false priority and an unwanted distraction. First and foremost, you must perfect the genetic sequencing experiment to extend lifespan. This is why I sought you, Archetype. The Scientific Council is anxious for results.
They will have their results. Tell them I need only a little more time.
I will tell them. But their patience is not without limit, nor, I will tell you, is mine.
Do not worry. All will be well. As well, I have a surprise planned. The next meeting will be of great interest to attend.
A surprise?
A machine I have designed. It is something I have fabricated to be of great benefit to us all. The Conscience of Marinus is the name I give it. The design is almost complete, but for some remaining hurdles.
You should focus on your designated tasks. If your efforts are not first designated, no sanctioned permit will be granted you to develop any project.
Your worry is too great. The heart of our endeavours, the reason we persevere, is to develop some excitement at the thought of giving something new to the world.
Excitement will come with the completion of our work. Once we have, through our endeavours, created the perfect society, the perfect world, a beacon to shine out over all the universe. Once the name of Marinus is known to all the galaxies, then I will relax. Then I will be happy.
One day it will happen.
Yes, one day. You will have a progress report soon. This I will tell the others. Do not prolong the wait.
Thank you.
This is the spot, Doctor. I'm sure of it. The evidence supports your deduction, Guy. You can see the snowdrift there that broke her fall. That impression matches Isabel's weight and body shape precisely.
Precisely?
Well, approximately.
So where's she gone? You think she was all right? That she's gone looking for us?
Unlikely. She was lucky to land in that snowdrift. I imagine it saved her life. But even so, her injuries would be too great for her to be able to travel very far.
Then where is she?
What do you see down that tunnel?
Footprints.
And drag marks.
Someone came here and dragged Isabel away?
It seems a likely guess.
Well, let's not hang about. We ought to get after them. So, Doctor, what do you think of Isabel? You know, first impressions and all that.
So far, she strikes me as an intelligent, capable woman.
A valued asset to the team?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, come on, Doctor, I know how this works. You're trying her out, aren't you? Seeing if she's up to the task. I get the interview at the Temple Society, and she gets an audition.
Guy, what are you on about?
Well, you've been looking for another pair of helping hands ever since Altino died, and don't you deny it.
That's not quite what I've been looking for. Guy, there are certain facts you aren't aware of here. It's not like I'm shopping around for a new pet.
Oh, no? Like that's why you didn't keep going on and on asking Bria to stick around with us? Frankly, I think that's why she took off so soon. Just a pity, really. I rather liked her dress sense.
She didn't wear anything.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this all about? Why are you...
Just letting you know that I'm not totally blind. I do see what's going on. The TARDIS is your ship, Doctor, and if you want another passenger, I'm hardly going to say no. Just remember that I live there too.
So, what do you think of Isabel so far?
Look, let's just find her, yeah? We can discuss her finer points once we're sure she's okay.
How now, stranger? Are you roused comfortably?
Where am I? What is this place?
My laboratory. How do you feel?
Fine. A little cold, but I feel fine. I fell, didn't I? I remember falling.
Your bones were broken, your body soaked with blood. Without my intervention, your days were numbered in hours, if not minutes. Now, all is well. Some new healing techniques are what I used, and they have served their function. You are, if not entirely healed, very close to perfect health.
Thank you. So, will you be untying me now you've finished with the healing stuff?
Of course not. Our association is set to continue. A few experiments first, then... Well, then something else. I am not yet decided.
Experiments?
Exactly as you say. My efforts have been set lately on numerous projects. It is the most recent with which we will be concerned. It involves an understanding of the mind. A map, if you will, of the mechanics of the brain and of the structure of the psyche. For that, I must map a living mind. The technology is fine, but the subject's weak. The minds I have tried to map have not been... robust enough.
Look, I'm grateful for your healing me and all, but I really can't hang around. How about you let me go, I've got things to do, places to be.
End your struggle. This is a quick feat.
Don't you want to know who I am, why I'm here?
Not particularly. But the council will desire an answer. As an outsider, you have no legal place here. Tell me then, what brought you to the tunnels?
I was with some friends. You haven't seen them, have you?
No. You do concern me. The Scientific Council will not take this news lightly. They prefer everything neat and ordered.
The last thing I'd call this place is neat and... What are those?
Frozen warriors. A failed experiment. Although they do have their uses. Serendipity, I suppose.
Those. You're telling me those are men in there. They're encased in solid ice.
For their own good as well as ours. These experiments we conduct study genetics, and amongst other things, attempts to lengthen the human lifespan. It was Marinus himself, the founder, who set out to design the perfect world. He put it all on paper, gathered the most brilliant minds about himself to make it so. We are their descendants, we few scientists who dwell in this cold mountain. Now it is up to us to realize the dream of his design.
Design? What do you mean?
You set out instructions to terraform each part of the planet in a different way. Marinus wanted variants on this world, wanted change, radical change. He saw it as the only way that true development could occur. This world embodies his plan, in our communities, in our peoples. Marinus, too, foresaw the need for genetic variants, and it is that which we labor to create in here. The first order is to expand the lifespan of our species. Those specimens embody the success of my attempts, to an extent.
Yes, well, I'm sure you can extend a lifespan by preserving a body in ice, but it's not much of a life, is it?
You misunderstand. Their lifespan was increased before their homes became the ice. Their lack of balance resulted from my side project. My desire was to map their minds. The problem is quantum in nature.
If you map a subatomic structure, you change it.
Their minds now project unsuitable commands to their bodies. Bodies that produce too much adrenaline. Minds that feel only a constant rage and need to fight and destroy anything they encounter. The ice preserves them until a remedy can be found.
I suppose that's at least somewhat humanitarian. You haven't simply killed them.
They serve a purpose, as do we all. These men of ice are our force of guards. These and others like them.
It seems an odd sort of society you have here.
Our intentions preserve what is best for all of Marinus. Now, let us continue with the experiment.
No, please. Don't do this, please. I don't want to...
The echoes in these tunnels make it impossible to pinpoint.
Incredible. Your mind can resist the entropy effects. The mapping is working. At last. The council will certainly agree to furthering my endeavors now. I have it. The map of your mind. And I now see the flaw in my design. So simple. So easily rectified. If I just simplify the frequency on and for perfection, the conscience of Marinus, the key to a perfect world. I have a complete map. My designs are complete. What are your impressions of the work?
I think it's exactly what I've been looking for. I could kiss you if not for the fact that you'd be treating me like a third-rate slab of meat.
Quiet now.
And I'm in a position where I'm not especially happy about much of anything. Which means I'm going to bug you until you learn to stop treating me like I'm in groceries.
Why must you speak?
Think for 5 seconds and maybe you'll work it out for yourself.
What exactly are you trying, other than my patience?
Not a lot, really.
Would you like me to gag you? It strikes me that I know little about you.
Believe it or not, I'm an anthropologist, and I'm currently engaged in the study of this planet. Sort of. I never thought that its origins would be this. A designed society set in motion by some scientific elite.
If the work we do is a success, this, our world, will become the most ordered in all the universe. Complete with nothing but goodness and perfection. An entire world with a golden conscience.
Come on, Doctor. Isabel could be dying while we hang around here. racing madly in all directions isn't going to help her, is it?
But what's taking so long?
It's not easy to determine which direction Isabel was taken in. My money would be on the left, since the path to the right is narrower, and only a character of some bulk could have dragged whatever made that uniform impression we saw in the snow. But there are footstep impressions going in both directions, and the floors here are too smooth to have left many clues.
Well, perhaps we should split up, Sherlock.
I beg your pardon?
Your deductive reasoning is sound, if a bit Holmesian.
I see. Bit my collection again, have we?
So, should we split up or not?
No, we've already lost Isabel. I don't fancy stumbling about in here trying to find you as well.
Well, then let's just pick a direction and go. If we get it wrong, we can double back again later. Let's just get moving, okay? That doesn't sound promising. I hope she's not dead.
Actually, I think it does sound promising. Did you notice that the last of the echoes came from the path on the left? It seems my deductive reasoning was spot on. Come on.
Not that I want to jinx things by asking this question, but, well, are you planning to kill me?
My proposal was to murder, then a corpse would have been my company long ago.
But you very nearly did kill me when you mapped my mind. You were quite prepared to.
With science comes chance. The risk was weighed and was not extreme. The future of Marinus is most important.
Damn, but you're a cold one.
By contrast to my fellows, I am jovial. If disturbed by the heavens, they are most terse. Concise.
Yes, thank you. I know what it means. The context threw me. That and the fact that you're able to draw an outsider's perspective on the cultural traits of your people.
I am a student of life. By my work, I too annotate the mind.
Fair point. And I've got to agree. Terse isn't a word I'd use to describe you. Forthcoming, maybe.
For me, there is no quarrel with the sharing of knowledge. Perhaps, too, your deeper understanding will be recursive and benefit upon my efforts.
Then, you're not done with me.
Not at this time. My experiments doubtless progress in leaps and bounds if I have a live subject to.
You know, so far today I've been shot, tied up, experimented on, insulted, had my lecture interrupted, and broken almost every bone in my body. But if nothing else, it does seem to have taught me a little something about slipping free from the straits. Only one hand, I know. But more than enough to choke you with, and choke you with I will unless you start undoing the rest of my bonds. Now. There. Not so hard. And thank you for these. Believe it or not, they're just what I was looking for. Now, I really think it's high time I went to find my friends before anyone gets too terse with them. Don't bother to get up. I'll show myself out.
An intruder is present. My warriors. My bloodlusty friends. Pursue her and seize her.
Where is she? What have you done with Isabel?
What is this outrage? Who are you people?
Just tell us what you've done with our friend and no one need get hurt.
By the great architect, a rampage of intruders as if masters of this house, making demands of me.
We're just looking for a friend of ours. She fell from a great height and, well, we're rather concerned for her safety.
There is no other in this chamber.
How do we know you haven't got her stashed away somewhere? How do we know you aren't going to conduct some barbaric experiment on her?
Your insolence has passed all tolerance. For your intrusion, these guards will make swift your demise.
I think it's time we went back and tried the other tunnel, Kai.
What about the echo?
We're entitled to our little mistakes every now and then. Come on!
Why don't you watch where you... Isabel!
You ran right into me, Great Oaf.
You're all right.
No, I'm not. You nearly flattened me.
Let me help you up.
Get your hands off me. Honestly, it's no wonder you kidnapped me in this enterprise. You two would never get anywhere without me.
Well, we still have to find the plans for the...
Ask and you shall receive.
Well done!
Yeah, great.
Listen, we should really keep moving. Those things were...
Of course! It's so simple. That's the answer. That's how to do it. We found it.
Now then, I'll just leave the plans here to soon be found, no doubt, and eventually used in 1,000 years' time to build a machine that threatens the future. It's a funny thing, history.
Doctor?
Yes, I know, Guy. It's time we left this place. I just need to make a quick adjustment to our bracelets first.
What's wrong with them as they are?
Nothing as yet, but once we get to where we're going... There, all done.
Any chance we could get going while the going's good?
Of course, though it might be a little faster to duck for cover just now. Is there anything hazardous back in that direction, Isabel?
Other than some nutcase and a bunch of heavily armed ice cubes, no.
Sounds like the baggage we're carrying, too.
I wonder what genetic manipulation allows them to survive indefinite freezing.
I should think that's rather academic at this point.
I am an academic, you know. I am researching Marinus, you know. Any information about this planet matters, especially if I ever hope to publish my findings in any sort.
Oh, can we argue about this later?
Quickly, activate your bracelets, now!
Honestly, you'd do anything to avoid an academic discussion, wouldn't you?
We're here, back where it all started.
Where?
The temple complex on the island at the heart of the Acid Sea, where the Marinus machine was guarded by its custodians and where it was eventually destroyed by Yartek and his followers, where it was painstakingly rebuilt and where it now resides, reaching out with its mind to control not only Marinus, but all planets across the entirety of space.
And that's it? That's the machine? The conscience of Marinus? The thing that's given us all so much trouble?
That's the conscience, yes.
So how come we haven't turned into mindless drones?
The fiddling you did with the bracelets.
Precisely. I was lucky to have held onto one of the machine's original keys when I last visited here. The keys were always the weak point to the design, I knew that much already. But according to the plans, if I adjusted the circuitry and the bracelets to more closely match that of the key, they'd be more effective at such close range.
Yay for us! What now?
Now, all we need to do is insert the key into the rebuilt Marinus machine and it'll nullify its powers of mind control.
What? Right now?
There's no time like the present.
Then we're back in my time period.
We certainly are.
Yeah, but will that key of yours destroy the machine?
No, but it will return it to what it was always meant to be. A keeper of laws to be consulted by people, not an electronic god to rule over them.
Ah! Isabel, what are you doing?
Marinus. Marinus. Marinus.
The bracelets aren't enough. Guy, hold Isabel back.
Marinus.
Get out of my way, both of you. Don't make me.
Marinus.
Don't fight it.
Give in to the golden voice.
Never!
In the golden days of Marinus, all was well with the world.
There was peace and harmony throughout all the lands.
There was no crime, no discontent.
All spoke with the golden voice, and all were happy.
People aren't meant to be enslaved to the will of a machine! Peace and harmony come through enlightenment, not through suppression and control!
When the Vord came, the great work was shattered. The golden dream was broken, but the dream didn't die. Couldn't die.
It's been rebuilt, formed anew, for an even greater and more glorious day.
The Golden Age has come again, and the great word of Marinus has been carried far across the void of space.
Get out of my way!
All will come to speak with the golden voice.
All will come to be happy. No!
You'll bring disorder and chaos to us all.
The great plan will be ruined.
Only the conscience can bring peace to Marinus. Only the conscience can bring order to the universe.
It's over, Guy. It's over.
The machine?
It can't control anyone anymore. It'll still be here, a voice of reason perhaps, an oracle for others to consult. Oh, but it can no longer force its will onto others.
It made me happy. It gave me an escape, made life seem easy to live. When it controlled me, I just knew that I was doing the right thing.
Of course. Without a need to decide for ourselves, things will always be simple, will always seem right. But that doesn't make it right, doesn't make it just. We have to face our own decisions, no matter how much we may wish to avoid them.
Wise man once said, reward comes with effort.
Too true. The conscience has proven that it's possible to live a life without effort, but the reward is that decisions are made for you. Freedom goes hand in hand with responsibility.
Bummer. Come on, let's get out of here. Guy, who was that wise man you mentioned?
Some hack director. Never made anything good except for the one film with that line in it. Good advice, but for the sake of his career, he should have hired me as a writer.
Well, aren't you the humble one?
Always, Isabel. Always. So, we're back where we started.
Yes, I suppose we are.
The control of the Marinus machine has been broken, the universe saved, Isabel returned home, the TARDIS has finished repairing itself, and we're ready to be on our way again.
Yes, off into the universe once more.
Oh, come on, Doctor, cheer up. We won!
Yes, we brought free will to the cosmos once more. But to what end, I wonder? Once more, people have the freedom to kill and maim and destroy.
Yeah, just as they have the freedom to laugh and dance and eat chocolate.
But it's a double-edged sword. Every once in a while, I question my own actions and I wonder if I really am doing the right thing. I wonder if perhaps I shouldn't just stop my meddling and leave well enough alone. Never mind that I'm only one person, and there's no guarantee that our efforts will make any sort of difference. I mean, we do what we think is right, then we leave.
Look on the bright side. Even if we are cooking things up for 1,000 worlds across the cosmos, at least our influence might be fleeting.
Cold comfort indeed. Isabel!
You didn't think you could kidnap me and drag me across time and space without so much as a by your leave, then just leave me out when things got interesting, did you?
But I... How did you...
I watched the adjustments you and Guy made to your travel bracelets. Honestly, you didn't think I'd just go quietly back to Oxford Aproxys with an opportunity like this here, did you?
Opportunity?
I'm an anthropologist, remember?
Oh, how could we forget? You seem determined to mention it every 2 minutes.
Well, do you know what kind of possibilities time travel opens up to someone with my profession? Do you know how many cultures there are that have been lost to the vagaries of time? And now I can see them, study them firsthand.
And what makes you think we'd take you with us?
Oh, come on. You two would never have got anywhere without me. You need me, and you know it.
The ocean looks beautiful from here.
Yes, it does. But I wouldn't get too close if I were you. Acid won't do much for human skin.
Yes, I know.
I must thank you for helping me to reach this place, Captain. I couldn't have done it alone.
No problem, Toby.
I've often wondered why you do this. I'm the last of the Vord, perhaps the last living being who remembers the struggle of Yartek. My motivations are simple. But you are a human, not even of this world.
I was touched. One of those who encountered the Golden Voice, 20 years ago now. I was a pilot at the time, patrolling the outer bounds of Earth colonial territory.
Ah, back when the machine extended its influence out beyond this planet, to the stars themselves. You became a part of it.
Yes. It was the only time in my life that I ever felt peace. Never felt a sense of purpose. I belong somewhere. I've longed for it ever since.
And you'll have it again. The conscience of Marinus resides in that building ahead. I'll control it soon. I'll restore it to full power. We'll all find peace, my friend. Everyone on Marinus.
Is that really it?
Yes. At last.
After so much time.
Praise be to Yartek. Praise be to the Vord. Our day has come at last.
I really don't think so.
Who are you? Why are you in this place?
My name's Cassandra, and I'm just here tying up a loose end for a dearly departed friend. You'd be surprised how many of them he left lying around.
Your words are meaningless. No matter. In a moment, I'll restore the conscience of Marinus, and your will shall be that of the Vord.
As I said before, I really don't think so.
We'll be right back.
again!
Destroyed the machine. Destroyed it utterly this time. No one would be able to repair that thing, even if the plans still existed. Which they don't, since I burnt the last remaining copy this morning.
How could you? After all these years.
All these years? All that searching?
You've both been chasing the wrong dreams for far too long. Conscience is what we carry inside. Stop trying to find one elsewhere, or build one, or whatever. And stop trying to work out what's best for other people. That's something everyone has to do on their own.
And that's what you did, was it? Worried about yourself while you destroyed the goal of our long quest. Destroyed the only hope we had left.
Hey, somebody has to make the tough choices. But that doesn't have to be you. Stop searching for gods and enjoy yourselves. Life's too precious to be squandered.
What should we do now?
I really have no idea.
In Marinus Alone Part 3, the Doctor was voiced by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Isabel McDaniel, Sharon Marie Brown, Captain Marley, David Hutchinson, Toby the Chubby Board and the Archetype, Jacob Aldridge, and Mem was voiced by Harmony Adams. Recording, post-production, sound design and CD mastering by Matthew Kapelke. Series theme composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock. Cover illustration and packaging design by Matthew Chambers. Press and PR by David Hutchinson. Recorded at BTR's Meldon Road Studios. The script editor was Vitol Tietze. The producer was Matthew Kapelke. And the director was Vitol Tietze. This has been a BTR audio production, copyright 2004. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Also available on audio from BTR Productions. Beyond traditional recognition. The Alien Factor.
I serve in a covert government organization known as the SCPIS.
The last thing I need is a caretaker.
You're my responsibility now, but you're also my orders.
We found them.
We saw the aliens.
Are you serious?
Look, what's all this alien nonsense?
I'd like to get a better understanding of what we're dealing with here.
That's neat to know, and it's been deemed that I don't need to know.
Tell me you're joking.
Our studies of this planet have revealed its people to be a potential threat. International relations on this planet make it clear that they are intensely xenophobic and tend to shoot first.
True, but that's perfectly normal paranoia, surely.
We do not see it that way.
I simply can't believe that paranoia is your real cause for concern.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but they're right.
That signal beacon was sending a report that Earth's only good for wiping out, wasn't it?
You're mad!
I'm maintaining the security of this planet!
You're paranoid!
These are dangerous people.
With a right to live.
It's a crazy world out there, and we don't want it getting any crazier.
I'm not sure this is something I want to join.
Sometimes we don't have a choice.
I'm no killer. Unlike some.
Orders are orders. Remember that.
They were right about you. About all of you.
If you'd like to find out more about Beyond Traditional Recognition, then visit our website at www.ampcast.com/BTR.